How many enjoy reading the Psalms? I mean, I get very inspired by the Psalms. Even when David was lamenting over something that was troubling him in his life, you know, David wasn't immune from troubles. We all know that, even family situations. But I have to tell you, so far in my 71 years on this earth, this has been the strangest year of my life. I know people have gone through World War II, and you know there were other places in the time continuum of our lives that maybe might seem, but this is one of the strangest periods of my life. I saw a very interesting post on Facebook. Let's see if I can get this thing working. Oh, we'll get back to the slides. Do I need to do anything, Conrad? Well, he's finding that it's just going to, and be mindful, my friends who opened their churches weeks ago said the first Sunday was almost nightmarish. Mics weren't working. You know, like Barbara said, the mics were even quiet for 6 months. And so just trying to get back in the swing of things, it's a little unusual. Okay, we'll just let that go for now. But much of this year has been taken up with this coronavirus, this COVID-19. And coupled with that, social unrest, a downturned economy. Oh, here, I think we could do it now. Nope, nothing yet. Okay. I'm going to hold on. Anyhow, there's been a lot going on in our society that we've experienced in the past 6 months. And just the other day, we lost a member of the Supreme Court, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she was a monumental presence on that body of jurists. And now there's even more stuff going on with her replacement. And so the unsettling chaos that continues to exist over these past months continues. In particular, this has been a very tough year for several members of our church. There's been several members of our church who have lost loved ones in the past 6 months. And my heart goes out to them, because things weren't normal about arrangements and services, and it was really tough on the families. And as a pastor, I've never experienced this, where we couldn't respond to the needs of the families as you would normally respond when someone loses someone very close to them. But nearly every country on the face of the earth was affected by this pandemic. And it just brought society to a screeching halt in many ways. You know, although I was not struck with COVID-19, I do suffer with COVID-20. I put on about 20 pounds since I've been home. I ran upstairs to see Conrad, and I was out of breath, which is unusual. And I said, "Lord, have mercy." So I am back in the gym, though, but it's probably going to take about a year to get this COVID experience off of my body. But people were ordered to stay home. You remember that. Some people used the term shelter in place, and I even used that in the title of my message. Businesses were shut down and severely restricted. And sadly, many of these businesses won't even recover. I'm seeing a lot of stores where it says out of business. And so a lot of people have lost their life savings simply because they're unable to operate. And let us not forget our doctors and nurses and paramedics and first responders. Amen?
Amen.
We've got some of them here today. I mean, we owe you a debt of gratitude. What you did, you were not trained to do. Okay, I mean, I don't think a nursing school or med school or paramedic school or any school for that matter prepared our first responders, our medical personnel, what they had to face in the early stages of coronavirus. They were exhausted. They were emotionally drained because of their experiences, and we thank them. We owe them a debt of gratitude. Now, needless to say, it also caused the... is this working now? Yeah, okay. Okay, go back to the first slide for me. I just thought it would add a little lightness to my message this morning. Can we go back to that one? Next week will be much better, I promise. There. This is Doc Brown. Doc Brown telling Michael J. Fox, whatever happens, don't ever go to 2020. I just had to show that to you. You know, if you had a time machine, you would skip to 2020. But anyway, shops have closed and other businesses, but also the houses of worship have closed. Just think about it. We couldn't even celebrate Easter or Palm Sunday. We couldn't celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day. Some of these classic celebrations in the life of the church. Who would ever think that we would miss Easter Sunday, the most important day of the year in the life of the church when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? But praise God, we're here today. Amen? And I thank God for that. And for those of you worshiping at home, we're happy that you're with us as well. I'd like to focus on a couple of biblical scenarios to drive home my point this morning of sheltering in place, but yet, in spite of that, being free. That will hopefully help us deal with this new normal. That's what they're calling it, the new normal. I'm hoping this new normal will become an old normal soon. But, you know, my wife and I, when we go shopping either at Costco or Meat Farm, we're all walking around with these masks. And, you know, you're afraid to be next to the person picking carrots at the same time you're picking carrots or cucumbers. So you stand back, which is the right thing to do. But I said to my wife when I got in the car the other day, I said, honey, I feel like I'm an extra in a sci-fi movie. It just doesn't seem real. It seems very strange to see everybody walking around with masks or gloves and so forth and avoiding our fellow citizens as if they or us are lepers. And it's a very strange feeling. You go to the checkout cashier and there's a plexiglass screen in front of the person and you're trying to talk through our masks and the muffled sounds that are coming out doesn't make sense to either one of us. The other day she asked me, are these long hot peppers? But I didn't hear her say that. I said, yep, whatever it is. Ring it up as cucumbers, I don't care. It's all right. But we've been conditioned now to shelter in place. Our society has been conditioned, for the most part, to remain at home. And it didn't take long to condition us, like Pavlov's dog. We were serious about this because, let me tell you something, this is a serious situation in the world, COVID-19. It's taken almost 200,000 lives. And so I don't make light of it at all. I think all these precautions that we're taking now, as uncomfortable as they are very necessary indeed. So King David knew something about sheltering in place. And I don't know if you want to advance that slide to... I got it back? Nope, I don't have it. I don't have it. That's all right. And then you could leave it on the... I have an illustration there of caves, and you could just advance it, keep going, boom, one more. There you go. You could leave it right there. King David knew something about sheltering in place, didn't he? In fact, his men and he were sheltered in place in the caves of En Gedi down by the Dead Sea. Because why? Saul the king was hunting for him to kill him because Saul felt he was a threat to the kingdom. Remember, people were singing the praises of David, and Saul was very jealous about that. And some of you have been to Israel with me or on another tour. You might remember that when you were going to Masada, you had to go through the Judean desert and En Gedi. And you might recall from your bus, when you looked up at the mountains, there were caves everywhere, these natural caves. And so caves are plentiful, even in Israel today. Whether you go up north to the Galilee or all the way south to the Dead Sea, it doesn't matter. And so David flees to En Gedi to hide out from Saul. And he's in fear of his life. And he's in fear of the lives of his men as well. You see, as I said, caves are plentiful in Israel. And over the centuries, they were used for many different usages. Let me explain. They were used as dwellings. And we know that because if you read the gospel, the book of Genesis in the Hebrew scriptures, you will see that when Lot and his daughters fled Sodom and Gomorrah, they took up residency in a cave. They were also used as a temporary shelter. And let me give you one good example. It is believed by scholars, unlike what we see on Christmas with a manger and how nice it looks, it is believed that Mary gave birth to Jesus in a cave in Bethlehem. It was a cave. And they went in there with the animals because animals were often stored in caves as well. Not everybody had a barn to put their animals in. They were also tombs. And we know that Abraham and his family were buried in a cave, and so was Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha. It was a cave with a rolling stone in front of it, and once removed, Lazarus came out of a tomb that was hewn out of a cave. And caves were also used for hiding places, for sheltering in place, as already explained, with King David. And I could assure you that David found no pleasure residing in a cave in fear of Saul and his army. Now let's be mindful, there was no running water, there was no refrigeration, there wasn't even cable TV. And I want to tell you, we have all of those amenities, except when we lost power, and even that was a strain, to be sheltered and locked up in our homes. It made us antsy because we couldn't do the things that we like to do. We were cut off from our friends and family members having personal contact. That's why it's so beautiful that we're in church today and I could see you in person. And it just lifts my spirits. And I'm sure it has the same effect for you. And as I already said, a steady diet of bad news doesn't help either. You know, if you were glued to the TV set because there wasn't anything better to do and you were watching the news cycle, I'm sure that had a terrible effect on you as well. Some even ran out of toilet paper. I saw a woman at Costco. She had enough toilet paper for the 82nd Airborne Division. I don't know what she was expecting. I said, this is a very regular family here. My goodness. And no longer able to participate in corporate worship like we're doing today, even with masks. And then we even saw the uptick of virtual doctor appointments. Well, you didn't even go in to see a doctor. You went virtually and spoke to the doctor. You stuck your tongue out to the screen, or I don't know how they did it, but it worked for many people, so they didn't have to leave their homes. But no matter how you look at this, I think all of us could agree there were times when depression set in. And I'm not talking about clinical depression, just a time where you said, wow, man, it was even in the summertime when most people were at the beaches and they were going places where they had a lot of interaction with friends and so forth. And it didn't happen. In fact, there were mental health challenges stated by the CDC and other medical experts. They said substance abuse and suicides spiked, social isolation, anxiety, fear of contagion, that we would catch this awful COVID-19, then the loss of income, as I explained, through businesses closing, people not able to go to work. Some people were able to work at home, but not everybody. So the unemployment numbers spiked as well. And it stressed people out to the point of depression. Maybe a little depression, not so much, and then a whole lot of depression. And according to a Nielsen report, listen to this, and it's a respected research group, the sale of alcoholic beverages during COVID-19 rose 55%. Now, I was joking with Conrad last week. I said, I don't know how the state classified the liquor store as an essential business. But they did. They were open. And listen to this. Online alcohol sales jumped 243% from last year during the same time period. People were having it delivered to their homes and didn't go to the liquor stores. Well, I think you got the picture. How do we cope and even thrive during this difficult time? Is it even possible? And I would say to you, the answer to that is yes. We can cope when we do as David did and we make God the center of our life, no matter what we are facing. And I know some of you have faced terrible loss and pain in the last few months. Again, I don't make light of that. That doesn't mean that we won't have pain in our lives. But it just means that we have a God that could carry us through that pain when we go through it. Even when we're sheltering in place, God is there with us. So let's remember that David didn't remain sheltered in place in that cave forever. He would eventually have his life restored and his life redeemed again. And he proclaimed the opening verse of what Barbara just read. He says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord to worship. He was glad. You see, David couldn't go to the tabernacle because he was fleeing from Jerusalem. He was fleeing from Saul and his army. And he hungered to corporately worship again in the house of God, and he couldn't do it. And when he was finally able to do it, like we are able to do now, that doesn't mean we weren't worshiping last week and the week before over the internet. I understand that, but there's something very different when you could at least have the opportunity, whether you could attend or not, to come to church again and see your fellow church family members. It lifts up your spirits. And David had his spirits lifted up when he was able to go back to the house of the Lord. At that time, not the temple, wasn't built yet. It was built by his son, Solomon. But at least he was able to go to the tabernacle and pay tribute to God and worship. And I thank God that we have the same opportunity to do that today. You know, after 6 months, we could proclaim what David proclaimed. We could go up to the house of the Lord, our church, yes, with masks and social distancing and all of the protocols and all of the restrictions. Wendy will even have to sing behind this plastic screen. But it's necessary. Even with those restrictions, we could still proclaim the excitement that David felt when he was able to go back to church or the tabernacle. We can do the same. It's a great feeling and something I think all of us have been looking forward to and anticipating. I know there are persons, like I said, who can't be with us today, and we understand that. And I wave to you and I say to you, welcome to worship where you are. And we acknowledge that you're worshiping with us, and we're happy you joined us this morning. May the day soon come, my friends, when a vaccine will be developed and we could combat this COVID-19 as we do the flu and other things and resume our lives somewhat normal once again. and that we could all come back to the house of worship and not wear the masks. I was glad when they said to me, let us go out up to the house of the Lord. I was so glad when I realized we were going to come back to church this morning. I had trouble sleeping last night. I just couldn't wait. I was afraid I was going to oversleep. And Conrad said he was standing at the door. He said he'd had to pull out an old sermon in case I didn't show up. But I just want to end by saying this, my friends. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. It's a difficult time. I understand it. With God's help and God's leading. And as David did in the closing verses of the psalm that Barbara read, I too say to you, peace within each of you. Take on the peace of Christ. Things will be brighter in the days ahead. God assures us of that. Amen.